Hello, hello, hello. It's Ian, your binge-worthy guru, with yet another episode of Binge-Worthy Guru. You know what it is. And I have a really short episode. It's not too much about this one. I deviated from binge-worthy and, well, I didn't deviate from it. I'm just doing a completely different genre that I have not done before, and that's a game show. But I just thought it was a pretty good game show that you could watch on a Saturday or so and finish in a few hours. So I'm going to get right to it. But first, what is something that's binge-worthy? It's a show that you watch, and once it's over, you wish it wasn't over. Or you're even more sad and get a binge-worthy depression when you know it's not coming back until next year, or it's not coming back at all. So I've deviated because this is a binge-worthy show to watch in one afternoon or so, but I don't know if a season two is coming. I don't know any of that. And I didn't get binge-worthy depression, but I thought it was pretty unique and a cool show. And the show is on Netflix, Netflix original. It's called Sing On. Y'all like how I just got to the point. I told you all this is going to be a super short episode. The host is Titus Burgess. I just remember, God, he was in some movie. Oh, he was in that movie with Eddie Murphy on Netflix also. Dolomite. Yeah, Dolomite, which he did a really good job in. And I think he was in The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, which I think I saw one season of, but I never finished it. He's the host of the show. Basically, it's a karaoke show, but it's done very uniquely, and this is why I like the show. You know how when you watch a singing show and people, you know, they sing popular songs and they put their own spin on it, they do their own riffs and roughs and bravados and all the other stuff they do or whatever? On this show, it doesn't work. You have to sing the song exactly the way the artist sang the song. There's a meter at the bottom while people are singing. And it shows you as they sing the notes and the lyrics, how accurate they are to the way the artist sang it. And I think that's so unique. So that's the one unique aspect of the show I like. The second unique is that you're singing against other contestants at the same time. So it's six contestants beginning. I believe six or seven. Six, I believe. You don't know when your part to sing is going to come up. You'll know the song. They'll tell you the song. Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You or something of that nature. As people are singing, the light will just come on you and you start. So you can't really prepare your particular portion of the song you're going to sing. You have to just kind of pay attention and just jump right into it. And then at the very end, everyone sings the song together, which is my favorite part because they harmonize and they sound really good. And the more accurate you are as a group singing each person's portion, the more money you bank. So the song might be worth $20,000. And if everyone sings the notes properly, you'll get $18,000. I initially didn't like this in the first episode, but I appreciate it now. But what happens is that after each song, you get to vote someone off. You can vote them off because they didn't sing the notes right and lost you all money, or vote them off because they're competition. But regardless, the person gets voted off by the maximum number of votes. If there's a tie, whoever sang the song the least accurate, that's the tiebreaker. And they go up in this booth and they sing along, but they don't win any of the money. Then you get down to the three contestants left on the show. And then the way they weed out the third person is by whoever sang the song the least accurate. Then you come down to the second, the last two contestants. And those two contestants, whoever scored was the most accurate in the previous song, gets to choose between two songs to sing for the finale. And I don't mean season finale, the finale of the show. And you can either play a song that's going to play up to your abilities or play down to your opponent's abilities. And whoever's the most accurate, they win all the money that was banked from the first song that had all the six contestants initially. That's the show. I thought it was a very unique show because they chose very popular songs that almost anybody has heard of. And also what they do on some of the episodes, they do like certain themes. So one episode was love songs, another episode was 80s songs, another episode was movie themed songs, another episode was rock, and the last episode, episode eight, I want to say, was country music. So they do themed songs also, which I thought was pretty cool. And all in all, like, some people you could just hear them sing like, ugh. But it's one of those things where he even tells you in the beginning, he's like, you know, don't add your own spin on it, sing it the way it's supposed to be sung. And you could tell every time a person tried to sing it their own way, they didn't bank the points or whatever. Titus also, I didn't know he could sing, but I mean, he strikes me as the type that had a Broadway background. But he, at the very beginning of each song, he does his number and starts singing, And then they introduce contestants singing a song together also, and it tells you who they are, where they came from. And another thing he does too is this thing where whoever gives the best performance in one of the songs, like if they're singing it accurately, but they're also like performing it as if they're the artist themselves, like really doing a good job, they get an additional $500, which not much, but is what it is. And then another thing I like about it, there's one song where there's like $1,000 for the golden note. And you know those notes. The Chandelier by Sia, the Adele song. There's certain songs where if you hit that note, like they did that iconic note, and if you hit it right, you get the extra $1,000. The artist, the contestants don't know when their part is going to come up for that. They don't know what that note is until it's there. And to hear them hit the notes is kind of cool to watch, because they make a big fanfare about it. They get all these glitter and stuff and gold, and it's like $1,000. Yay, yay, yay. So I just liked the show because it was unique. It's a different spin on music competition shows. And I was pleasantly surprised with how they did the show. And I was singing almost every song and everything also. So I think it's one of those fun shows to sing with your family to watch along. I mean, but it's a cute show, and I just want to deviate from what I normally talk about, you know, and do something completely out there, something completely different, and that is Sing On, starring and hosted by Tytus Burgess. And that's it for me. It's on Netflix, and this is Ian, your binge-worthy guru, and you know what's coming. Happy binging.